Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate taking your time out of your day to come in and seek spirit guidance. I always start readings off to let everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death-type prediction reading. I believe by asking Spirit to share with me through the light, there is no darkness. So that's how I receive and share messages through the light, and there is no darkness. I use all my senses when I'm doing readings, and that includes, you know, trying to interpret what I'm receiving. So there's times where it doesn't exactly match up with your life experience and wouldn't have the same meaning, the signals and signs that I receive. So in those cases, I do share with you what I'm receiving and we work it out. But Spirit does work through my life experience, and I have to admit it's been pretty vast in the time I've been here. So I do share messages as empathetically and lovingly and gently as possible. I have a full switchboard today, which I feel very blessed for, and I want to get to calls right away. So with no further having to, share anything about how I do readings, if anything else comes up, I'll let you know as it does. But I'd like to get to the first caller as quickly as possible. I know she's been on hold for a while. So area code 904, and the last two numbers are 41 on the phone number. Thank you for calling in. What's your first name?
Hi, Donna. This is Pat in Florida.
Hi, Pat. Great to connect with you today.
You too, Donna. I just wanted to see how things are shaping up, same old income, job-wise. See anything?
Yeah, it's been a little... I want to say it's been a little slow moving forward for you, is the first insight I'm receiving. And, you know, Pat, there's been so much transition going on that I feel like Spirit is trying to keep you positive and keep you encouraged moving forward because there's been a lot of stoppers in the way, which has really deflated your optimism. So I do feel, you know, there is things in that area. It just may be a little out of the box for your consideration at first, but if you open up to what comes to you, you're going to see that there is things that are available. Is there someone that you're kind of got a lead on but you're not sure about and they're not getting back to you?
No, nothing yet, really.
Okay. Because I just feel like
I kind of have one telephone lead that I haven't even really talked to them, but it's really out of the area I used to live in, and it's really the same business, so I kind of am a little reluctant. But it's on the telephone. It's, you know, at home kind of telephone.
Right.
But it doesn't feel right to me to begin with.
Yeah, I want you to follow that because I was feeling that the one that's not getting back to you, not to wait around for it because I just don't feel it's going to be a positive direction, and you know the stoppers that are up there for a reason. Continue moving forward, and I know it sounds so simple to be optimistic, but it's like we're over that hump of the holiday season and all of that jazz, but we're moving into a more, you know, lucrative time of year for your business as well. So, you know, keep moving forward. And I want to say you have to broaden your search too. So I want you to the way Spirit's sharing this is wanting you to open up to other avenues as well, because you've got such skills that could be transferred into other options that are more, I want to use the word secure and consistent for you. You know, whether it be support staff within an office setting or even, you know, something that is online or telephone would be ideal. But, you know, to keep searching, because it's like it's going to reveal itself and the opportunity is going to be there. And being optimistic and keeping your focus in that way of being excited about a new adventure instead of, you know, just it's been so difficult. And I know, Pat, you know, we work together, so I understand that. But it's like, you know, open up to being more than you have been is the way I'm receiving it. So I have to share it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I feel like I have been, you know, open and kind of, you know, keeping my eyes open for any other area while I'm still, you know, doing what I'm doing. But I just really haven't come across anything yet.
All right. Well, keep up the being open to something better, because that's really going to draw it to you. And, you know, I just feel your energy is so low and so a bit defeated. And Spirit is trying to uplift it and get you feeling more adventurous and more positive. So that's the strong message coming through. And I know it's easy to say, and I've always said that Spirit gives the things that are sometimes easiest said and more times hardest to do. But really keeping that energy, you know, in the positive side will get you something better. You know, always keep that included when you're, you know, visualizing and you know, asking for guidance and opportunities. You know, because I know I limit myself, and Spirit has given me that to share with me and with others. You know, don't limit. Keep yourself open. All right. So thank you so much for taking your time.
All right. Thank you.
And I look forward to, you know, give me an email and let me know when that opportunity pops up. You know,
I will.
You know, I'm pulling for you and sending you the positive energy to help as well to keep you up, because it's difficult in these times.
Yep, it is.
Thank you. But
all
trust
right, well,
to know, Spirit's
you,
supporting you and aligning you. You got to keep your focus and you'll be aligned with what you're focused on. That's so important for everyone to know. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to share that from Spirit and to everyone else too.
Thank you,
blessings,
Donna.
Pat.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
It's so difficult for so many of us to keep that positive outlook, and we really can affect. Thank you, that's such a word. Thank you, Spirit. We can affect our experience with what we do focus on, and it's hard to understand sometimes. And I'm just as human as everyone, and you get in those negative cycles, and to get yourself out, you really have to allow Spirit to support you and emphasize those positive things that come through during those difficult times, because we are having a human experience here and there are difficult times. But Spirit is always there interjecting the positive, trying to help us stay positive. So I thank you for allowing me to share that. My next caller is area code 805, and the last two numbers of your phone number are 79. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your first name?
Hi, Donna. This is Donna from California. How are you?
I'm great, Donna. Thanks for calling in from the other side of the U.S. How's everything out there?
It's fine, thank you. Weather's been nice in the 70s, and
yeah, very good. Well, we live vicariously through you and from the East Coast at this time of year, so thanks for calling in. You had a seeking some guidance from Spirit today?
I am. I am trying to meet someone. I met two guys, Bob and Dusty, but they kind of live far away, so, you know, we didn't really meet because, you know, I saw there was no sense in it because one fellow lives in Hawaii and one lives like 2.5 hours away, and how would you get to know them? But I wanted to know if Spirit's telling if there will be a companion love relationship coming in for me.
I definitely feel the way Spirit's sharing this is that you are on the right track. That's the phrase I received, Donna. Because, you know, you are opening yourself up to opportunities and souls and interacting. So I do feel that absolutely you're correct with the first couple connections here. I want to say three. There's going to be three connections that aren't going to be ideal. And then there's going to be, you know, and then we're going to really warm up and get closer in the area. So I just want you to be open to, you know, still exchanging with someone who may be at a distance to help build up your confidence, because it really has given you a knowing that I'm going to use the word desirable. It's been a little while since you've really embraced that about yourself. And Spirit is like, I'm excited in my stomach, like with butterflies, that you're really opening up to knowing that you are, I'm going to say being checked out. So trust to know that as that builds within you, you attract more of that. So I do feel that these kind of the long distance is helping you build up for that, you know, more local. But I'm also hearing from Spirit that, you know, the opportunities haven't been real high in being able to connect with other souls that do have the same kind of energy as you. And you know, so any opportunities you can to be more social in the local area will give you those opportunities as well. But yeah, I feel like I want to say by, you know, I hear August when I ask when. So I feel by August you're going to have like a real steady situation going on that you've settled into. So I have to share August for you as a time that will be in a relationship. But allow yourself to continue embracing that, Donna, because, you know, so many of us are so critical of ourselves. So we're so hard on ourselves within. And Spirit's kind of sharing that and wanting you to know that you've been uplifting that lately, and it's being recognized, acknowledged, and validated, and wanting you to know that that's where a lot of the positive stuff's coming from. So keep that going on. You know, you have so much to offer in a relationship to another that, you know, the blessing of connecting with the one that's going to share the same with you is coming, no doubt. Because you know it is. You've got that inner knowing.
Yeah.
You just got to keep on going. You know, I want to keep that excitement up for you. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dawn. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. It is. It's like, you know, it's so fun to connect with energies that are really in that positive, energetic knowing. It's just sometimes, you know, we are human, and we, you know, we're moving more into the wanting the you know, things right away, but oftentimes Spirit reminds us through readings and through different things, occurrences, that sometimes it's the journey that it does prepare us to get to the destination, and we need that journey to get there. So thank you, Donna, for calling in and allowing me to connect with your energy. It was adventure. Okay, my next caller is from area code 216, and the last two numbers are 61 of your phone. Hi, thank you for calling in. What's your first name?
Desmond. Calling from Cleveland. How are you doing?
I'm good. Desmond?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for calling and taking time out of your day to connect with Spirit.
Yes. As I was wondering, is this year year for me to go towards a relationship?
Absolutely. That's the first thing that's coming through when I ask Spirit about guidance for you. You've had a couple of harder times in relationships, I'll just say. That's coming through. You know, there's been some hurtful things that have happened. But I do feel, you know, Desmond, that you know, Spirit is supporting you and giving you that feeling, that knowing that, you know, you can't let it get you down is the way I have to say it. You know, you keep trying to get up, and it's you know, I started the show off by saying I get things through life experience, and, you know, I'm getting, you know, that that saying, you know, when you get thrown off a horse, get back on, and, you know, and you tried that, and then you got hurt again, and then you got thrown off again, and it's like, well, I'm not getting back on that same horse right away, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of time. So it's right. Been okay, this little bit of time, you know, even though it is such a strong desire to share your life with someone, you needed to, I guess you could say, lick your wounds a little bit from, you know, the experiences that you had. But Spirit is just, you know, validating for you that knowing that it's not all like that, okay? Because it's been a little while to get back to knowing that, and you're finally realizing that and desiring it. But I feel very similar situation as with the previous caller with Donna, where, you know, you've got to allow yourself to build yourself up again to have that knowing that you are a divine being and you do have lots to offer, and you know, what you're desiring in a partner is not unattainable. Thank you. That's a great word. You are going to connect with a soul that is in alignment. But I have to say, Desmond, I feel as if there's going to be, you know, a couple of dating situations that allow you to I'm going to use regain is the word I want to use, regain your confidence, because you've had strong confidence in the past and you have embraced yourself, and experiences have, defeated that a little bit, correct?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So Spirit and I and everyone around you wants you to re-embrace that, re-know that. And it's not, you know, it's not vain or overconfident to really know that you got it going on, because that's really what you have to connect with to be able to share with others. So know that you are, you know, you are a catch. Your partner is going to be very lucky. You know, it's hard to reach over the fire again when you've been burned a couple of times, but I'm asking you to reach over the fire again, because it's you have to take the experiences as they come. And I feel that you're such a tender heart, Desmond, that, you know, when you meet somebody, you really start thinking, you know, is this a good connection? Would she be a good mother? Can I make her happy? Well, you know, all these things go through your mind as you're meeting these lovely souls, but they're not always in alignment with what it is that you're wanting and desiring. But, you know, that's okay, because you're experiencing that and then redefining what it is that is going to be the ideal situation for you. So each of those heartbreaks did have positives, so don't, you know, discount your judgment either, okay? Sometimes that'll happen, and that's what Spirit's bringing through, is you'll think your judgment is a little off, but it's not, okay? They were experiences you were meant to have with these souls, and, yep, hurtful sometimes, but when you look at the positive and the knowings that you've gotten, they had traits and you know, things were in alignment and then they shifted, but it's better to know that the shifting's happening and you know, go in different directions if that's the case, because I feel that's the case. But, yep, I want to say that, you know, this year there's going to be some dating that's just going to be fun. I hear the word fun. You need to have some fun. And be in the present and not, you know, think of where is this going. Just enjoy what's going on at the time. And when that one comes along that really, I hear, like, you get this, like, feeling, this fluttering in your heart when you have a connection with someone special, correct? Do you get, like, a real physical, you know, feeling when you connect with someone that you have experiences with? Does that happen? Don't think it sounds funny, because nothing sounds funny to me. But it's like, you know, you get this little fun, you know, you get this little funny thing in your chest, and just know that that's really Spirit guidance and a way of giving you a physical knowing that there's something that needs to be explored with the soul. So trust it, and don't think that, you know, oh, geez, you know, that's what happened before. I'm not going to do it again, because then I'll end up getting hurt, you know, which is our humanness. It absolutely is. But that first sign of that fluttering is to let you know that you are meant to have experiences and to really take it as enjoyment. And again, same as Donna, you know, really know that you are a divine soul, no matter what past experiences have you know, imprinted, we can always allow spirit to help us through it because they're always there, you know, those messages of saying, you know, it's going to be okay and you are special and, you know, just as quick we're to talk over them when we're in one of those experiences, but spirit never gives up and keeps reminding us. So have some fun and do some dating and know that that fluttering will happen when that connection comes, because I do feel you need some more time of rebuilding and regaining trust in your own judgment, because you do have some doubt in that area. But knowing that, you know, yeah, you do know somebody when they're good, and it's okay to have experiences with them and move forward ahead and share and allow yourself to be vulnerable, because we really do have, I love this phrase, thanks, Spirit, we really do have our biggest gains in our roughest times in our journey. So, yeah, it kind of stunk, you know, the last couple experiences, but there's positive coming, no doubt. But I want you to be positive about yourself, too, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That's important. Spirit's bringing that forward for you. Keep yourself in a funk thinking that, you know, what's happened in the past will keep repeating. When you shift your focus on the positive and knowing of what it is that you're desiring, it's amazing how you connect with it. And let me know how it works out, because I do feel that, you know, there's going to be a couple of really positive experiences for you, and you're going to know it with that physical knowing, okay?
Okay. All right.
That's really spirit. I'm not getting exact time for you, because I still feel there's some time needed to build up confidence before you're going to be ready to connect with the right one. So keep having fun and build that confidence within. It'll shine. Oh, that I like that. It'll shine, and the right one, it's going to be attracted to, you know, that soul will be attracted to you. So don't worry about being confident. That's what you're supposed to be. Okay?
No, okay. All right.
Thank you, and keep in touch. Let me know how it works out, okay?
All right, thanks.
Blessings. Very good. I know so many of us are, you know, we dim our own light very often and don't allow spirit messages to get through and share with us. But they're always going to, and when we open up to hearing it and recognizing it, it's amazing how much it's there. My next caller is from area code 518, and the last two numbers are 14 of your phone. Thanks for calling in and hanging out for so long. What's your first name?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. And
hi, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in today.
I'm looking to see what you see for my love life.
Okay. It's been a little turbulent. I hear the word turbulent, Melissa, for you. And I'm feeling as if I want to say I'm hopeful that it's in the past, but there was like a very, I have to use the word abusive, connection going on for you. Okay. And it's in the past, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Get rid of him over a year ago.
Good, because if not, I want to make sure it's gone, because it's still lingering in your energy with the feelings that it caused, and spirit is the one that's making you know that you have to move forward and get out of it. So releasing all of that and just understanding that, you know, the experience is going to have something positive come through. Somewhere along the journey in the future. I just have to say, in the future, you're going to know the benefit of that connection. But in the present, you have to be present and release that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to trust for you, and that's, I can so empathize and understand it with the feelings I'm receiving and the insights. But that's what it's coming down to, Melissa, is trusting yourself and trusting others that are around. And I want you to have some fun. It's like you work too much, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, I did. I also lost my job, too, on Friday.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but I just have to give you a positive energy around that, because what you're going to align with is going to give you more opportunity to have a life. Because
I didn't have a life.
I'm sorry, but you know, there was signs even coming through along that this job was really hindering you in many areas of your life. So I want you to celebrate losing your job, even though it's difficult and scary, and you know, because the security that you need to have financially is there, but it's gonna work out, and it's gonna work out in the positive, because work was just, you've got to have relief in that area of your life to open up for this area too, because it's like, you know, when you're tired and it's so hard to pull yourself out of anything, and you were tired, exhausted, and. Still, it's going to take some time to get that energy back, but by being, you know, in that knowing that, I kind of want to say the way Spirit's given this is you got to go in a different direction from where you were, you know, what you were doing with the skills that you have, because there's other areas they can be used in that are more, I want to just say more positive, that I just have to use the word positive. And, you know, so don't look for exactly what you had, but look for what you can use what you were doing in, is the way I have to say it, because it's like it's really important for you to make a switch there and not get back in the trenches. I have to say trenches. I feel like you were in a battle all the time, so you can't align with that, and I don't feel Spirit's going to allow it, but I do feel that the job was lost for positive reasons, okay? And it's connected. Yep. It's definitely connected. That's why it came through. So, you know, be optimistic in the search, and know that it's going to be a positive situation that you get aligned with. It's going to take a little bit of, you know, pumping yourself up with what you've been doing, because I'm getting that you underestimate your abilities at times. So, you know, get somebody to help you, like with the resume kind of thing, because they'll say things about you that you wouldn't say, but are true, you know, so allow yourself it's going to be so good for you to do that. And it's going to open you up for more, I have to say more leisure time and more, it's so fun. Adventure's coming through again. I sound like a broken record, but adventure. You need adventure. I mean, even if it's just a weekend away, and it sounds like, oh yeah, I lost my job, now I'm going to go away for a weekend. Well, it's like you need that nurturing of self to prepare you for what's coming, because it's going to be so much better. So much better, Melissa. So that's where I want you to stay, and allow the fear to come and pass, and because there is fear, I hear fear, but I want it to go by you like traffic, you know, let the fear go by and keep the positive adventure, knowing that it's got to be better is the way I hear it. And by keeping that really, you know, frame of reference, when that fear is coming by, you can just, you know, bump it out of the way with that. It's got to be better. It's going to free up things. So, you know, I want to say by the end of, like, the summertime, you know, autumn's, fall time is a reference to when the love life is really going to be picking up, I want to say, you know, there's going to be more than one opportunity that's going to just keep your head spinning for a little while, but enjoy it and embrace it, and, you know, follow your heart is the phrase I hear. Because you'll have, you know, you do have real good insight, trust it. And, you know, if you go out a couple of times and it's just not right, it's okay to say it's not right and to, you know, go on to the next, is the way I have to say. So it's going to be fun, Melissa.
Okay.
All right. So the love life is going to be active and positive.
Okay.
And the job is going to work out great. You needed to do that. And I know it's hard. And, you know, oftentimes I get that, you know, from Spirit.
I believe everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, and it really needed to. You know, there was inclination for a while beforehand. So I'm kind of glad you lost your job. I know it doesn't sound nice, but I'm glad, and I'm positive, and I have the knowing it's going to be good for you coming. All right. Okay. Thank you. They're going to shut me off here. I'm so sorry to have to sign off quickly, but I thank everyone for allowing me to share messages with Spirit. If you heard a message, share with another that connected with you. Trust and know it was meant for you, too. That's how Spirit will work. They'll get the message to us no matter which way it has to come. Thank you all for joining me today. Blessings always. Look for me at DonnaMarieCrawford.com. Have a blessed day.